Hello, everyone, and good day. My name is Mohammed Qasim. I am the co-founder and CTO of Eve Headless. And thank you very much for making the time to join the presentation. And I hope that it would follow up with questions that are useful to everyone. So I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction about myself. And basically, I come from the chip world. From a long career in the wireless industry. My background is in analog circuit design, and I joined Texas Instruments when TI was starting the era of the chip development for phones in general, and then the smartphones later. And if you know a processor like OMAP, then you'll find that the analog on OMAP partially 3 and OMAP 4 and a bit of OMAP 5 were my responsibility. So if you hate it or like it, you may blame it on me. And here are some of the devices that I was involved in indirectly at some point. I'm a tinkerer, and I'm a hardware enthusiast, and always design and look for what the chips do in smart devices. Or any devices. So that's my habit since I was a kid. I open things down. Sometimes when I was a kid, I wasn't able to bring them back, but now I tear down the devices and understand how they're constructed and what chips are in. And that's a passion of mine as well, pretty much for a lot of the new devices that are out there. So I'm going to dive into the talk right away, and it's basically talking about the chip design and how we can approach the problem of the inaccessibility and the restrictions to innovations for this industry. So I have a friend of mine who just put together this little abstract view, and on the left side, it says, and it shows that as the process technology evolves from down in the feature size, the development cost of the process and the designs around it, they increase actually exponentially. The number of capable companies or people who have access to this technology and can design with it goes down, and that means the number of designs goes down. So it's a very simple view now. When the number of designs goes down, or designers rather go down, that means the number of, or the freedom to actually tinker and have more ideas move into silicon becomes restricted, which in general restricts innovation. This is another view, it's a financial view, and this would probably be the last financial slide on this. It is actually. And it shows us over the years, that's the number of companies, not individuals even, that have the access to advanced nodes technologies or process technologies is just going down over time. And that didn't change really over beyond 2018, since we're now 2022. And that by itself looks like the car companies as it converges. You end up with a few car companies that have the market and the people who have ideas in the cars and engines. They just can't just come up with an idea anywhere and just say it works. So this is just the dynamics of the industry. Now, on the other side of the industry, the need. So there's so-called the long tail. I'm representing here with orange, and I intended to draw it this way because I usually call it the very, very long tail. And what is that? Is that it's the customized applications for specific markets or specific use. And typically people today, hardware developers, they use what's available in the FPGA world or standard devices from standard semiconductor, either processors or chips, which typically leads to different, living with the form factor or extra capability on the chip, or I need five regulators, or three regulators, but I'm getting six, or I need one extra. So there is what I call here, and also that's a, you know, a term that I got from somebody, a friend of mine, it's a right-sized compute, meaning that I can, for every problem that I'm facing, I'd like to size the chip or the compute capability and the power, especially if it's a battery powered device, to the application. Now, on the left-hand side, this is a traditional approach where smartphones, we have, you know, tens of millions of units or hundreds of millions of units, which is justifies the development cost around these applications. The problem with the yellow or the orange bar is that they're lower volume, and generally speaking, it is hard to justify a cost of an ASIC for these orange areas. Now, and then the typical, I say that as an answer for that, is the standard product. Then now we believe that the number of these applications are going to be tens of thousands. So if you want to achieve both the right size compute and the tens of thousands, you really need designers. Or, you know, you can't just have one standard product, and you need designers around the world, which is the problem. So we want to have 1,000x developers, roughly, to be able to deliver to that. Now, when people look at the limb tail, they keep asking me, what's the killer app? And I'm like, well, there's no killer app. I don't know what the killer app is. The only way to have this work is to have people try and communicate with the market or the users, the end users, and come back with iterations. So in order to do that, it was happening in the software world. It is happening in the software world in a way that is efficient, so that you can compile something, make it an app and put it out and get feedback and improve. And you can see that in the software world. The only answer for the demand, to meet the demand for the customization of hardware and chips, is a community-based approach, meaning that instead of saying I need a company or 10 companies to deliver to the world, no, I will just say we need the world to deliver to the world. We need to community around the world to learn and become capable of making the custom applications. And it actually grows, you know, with the demand. And it also has a variety of expertise. You can tell from the open source community, for example, you can a myriad of expertise that can actually deliver value. And then the last thing is the natural selection. This is beautiful, is that people choose what they like to work on and what they're passionate about and probably what they're good at, versus working in a restricted environment where you just have to do what you have to do. Now, I'm gonna jump to eFabless, just a quick overview on why eFabless exists. I'm just gonna say it's for meeting that goal. So in order to get these 1,000x count in designer, we need to simplify the process. Typically, the process of making chips is very complicated. So we wanna simplify it to make it easy and adoptable by a lot of people. And again, I will use the number 1,000x, don't quote me on it, but just a multiplier that it is